This episode is brought to you by Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express Card. And we here on Savor are what you might call food explorers. It has been our actual job to go to cool places and eat like a lot of the food there.
And then talk about it.
And then talk about it into these microphones, which is a crazy dream job.
Yes.
Well, if you're like us and willing to travel to seek out new foods to try, you go with the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. It's for people like us who are in search of the next food adventure. If you travel, you know. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to Savor, production of iHeartRadio. I'm Annie Reese.
And I'm Lauren Vogelbaum. And today we have an episode for you about Jamaican jerk.
Yes. And the cravings are
real. Oh, they're so intense.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm not even hungry right now. And I am so mad that I'm not actively eating jerk chicken.
Yes. Me too. I tried really hard to avoid pictures on this one because I was like, oh, this is going to be bad. And
yeah.
You just can't. You just can't avoid them.
Yeah. Oh, that crispy skin. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Speaking of, this episode was inspired by the fact that there are some really heckin' good Jamaican restaurants around Atlanta. And sometimes they, like, due to whatever quirks of, like, where I live and restaurant hours, they are the only thing that is available to have delivered to my home. And not that I'm complaining. That is a wonderful problem to have.
Yes.
Because, yeah, like, when that happens, it's just me and my roommate ordering way too much food. And then just having this gorgeous glut of like plantains and jerk and me being the happiest because it reminds me so much of growing up in South Florida and having access to that kind of thing. And
yeah, I mean, that sounds lovely. I'm jealous and happy for you. I definitely didn't have good Jamaican jerk until I moved to Atlanta.
Sure, yeah.
That was, yeah, my small North Georgia mountain town.
That was not a cuisine that was available. No.
That was not a thing that was available. Or if it was, it's possible it was, but I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But when I got to Atlanta, as I said before, I was like, oh my gosh, there's this whole world of foods I've never tried. And
yeah.
I remember some of the Jamaican restaurants I've been to and just being like, I'm so angry. This wasn't part of my life earlier.
Yeah, right? Oh, goodness. I feel like I remember like the day that a Jamaican restaurant opened in my small suburban town in South Florida, even where it like replaced like a Subway or something like that. And I was just like, this is so infinitely better. Thank you. Thank you, humans, for bringing this so close to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just like got lost.
Yes. Yes.
In memories. Here in the United States, there is a National Jamaican Jerk Day. It is the fourth Sunday in October. This year, that's October 23rd.
Noted.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. All right. I guess this brings us to our question.
Sure.
Jamaican jerk. What is it?
Well, Jamaican jerk is a style of cooking that involves marinating or rubbing and then wood smoking proteins low and slow in a pit or grill. Chicken, pork, goat, and fish or other seafood are all common. And like American barbecue, the exact ingredients and methods can vary. And like everyone has a favorite, everyone's recipe is a guarded secret. But generally speaking, what you're talking about here is a spicy and sweet marinade or rub of salt, ginger, scotch bonnet, green onion, thyme, and allspice, applied for like 12 to 24 hours, and then grilling until you achieve this char on the outside and just incredibly moist, smoky, tender meat on the inside, no matter what cut of what protein you are using. It is warming and heady and bright and crisp and juicy and smoky. It is so satisfying. It's like a searing hot bask in the sun.
Oh, and I want it now.
I know.
Now. Oh.
The best marinator rub is probably made from all fresh ingredients, ground right when you're about to start working with the food. Depending on the recipe, you might add other stuff. Soy sauce instead of salt is pretty popular. A sugar of some kind, white or brown granulated sugar, maybe honey. Other spices like peppercorn, cinnamon, cloves, or nutmeg. Other types of chili peppers like jalapenos, which are much more mild, or habaneros, which are about the same. Other alliums like garlic or onion. You're going to put vegetable oil in a marinade, maybe an acid like vinegar or lime or orange juice, or the zest of those fruits for a pop of flavor. But the real star of the show here is the grilling technique. Ideally, by modern tradition, you're looking to, lay down charcoal under a grate, then lay logs or sticks of a fragrant allspice wood, also called pimento wood, or bay laurel wood, on top of the grate. And you want this wood to smoke or steam, not burn, so it might be either a green that is uncured or soaked in water prior to use. Bay leaves may also be added to this layer. Then you lay your marinated or rubbed meat directly on top of that wood and then cover the whole thing with a metal lid. So as you cook it, you're getting heat and smoke from the charcoal, steam, and or smoke and flavor compounds from the wood, and then heat reflected from the metal lid. And all of this comes together in a lovely way. If you are trying to replicate this at home and you do not have access to these types of wood specifically, Jake Henge Lopez-Alt over at Serious Eats suggests soaked bay leaves and whole allspice berries as a substitute.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Though you can order this directly from Jamaica, the wood. So anyway, you can serve jerk on the bone or chop it or pull it, probably with like a vinegar hot chili sauce on the side to help cut some of the richness and add even more spice. Probably alongside a starch like rice or plantains or bread, maybe a legume, a salad, a vegetable. And today, especially outside of Jamaica, jerk can refer more generally to a spice blend or flavor profile rather than a method of cooking. But that's like saying barbecue is a flavor. I mean,
right.
Which that term can be used to mean a flavor, as in like barbecue chips or something like that. But
Yeah.
But
we're both making like bigger gestures.
Yeah.
I mean, even barbecue usually has that kind of, here's how you cook it, and you can put that into a flavor on chips, but
it encompasses so much more.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what about the nutrition?
Don't eat cooking methods? You're trying to think of a counterexample. I know you are.
I know. That feels like that would be like the superhero who can eat, who can like steal your energy.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Like the Dazzler of the kitchen.
The Dazzler of the kitchen. I love it. There we go. There's another character to add to our lineup.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, heck.
He just like zaps your energy when you're trying to cook.
And turns it into, I don't know, like a light show or,
yeah.
Or
oh, yes.
Laser powers or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Sorry. I just got like a lot of mental images involving yes. like roller skates and like disco makeup yeah. and like the whole thing, but like in kitchens, which I also appreciate. So mm-hmm. it's like Tony Bourdain as Dazzler. Sorry. My brain went yes. down a lot of different
There's
rabbit holes
there.
Simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Back, mm-hmm. ostensibly a food show.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some numbers for you.
We do. Jamaica's largest manufacturer and exporter of Jamaican food products, Grace Foods, sells about 3 million jars of Jamaican jerk paste annually all around the world.
Yep. The brand also sponsors the Jamaican Jerk Festival in Miramar, Florida, every November. This year is their 20th anniversary, and they also put on a festival every year in Queens, New York. The company that incorporated to run these festivals is totally the same one that created a National Jamaican Jerk Day.
Yeah.
This year, some 30 restaurants across South Florida and New York are participating in National Jamaican Jerk Day, or so they say, apparently, on their website. There is a separate Florida Jerk Festival over Memorial Day weekend in Lake Worth Beach that's now in its 19th year.
Wow.
So options, especially in Florida, if you're in the United States.
Options in Florida. And yes, the history behind Jamaican Jerk is long and fascinating.
Yes. And yes. we are going to get into that as soon as we get back from a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express Card. And we are what you might call food explorers. We are so lucky that a part of our job involves traveling and trying a lot of the food where we go to travel and then coming back here and telling all of you good listeners about it. And through that, we have discovered some amazing dishes.
Sure, yes. Like, I had never understood what poke really could be, and it is delightful.
It is stunningly good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we had a lot of on our trip to Hawaii. Another thing from their passion fruit I now look for in literally every menu that I read. I'm like, yep, that one has passion fruit. Going for it.
And then all of the moles, and especially the green mole that you heard us talk about recently that we had
from
in Las Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah. Oh, or just steak basements.
Who doesn't love a steak basement?
Exactly. Well, if you are like us and you're willing to travel to seek out new foods to try, you go with the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. It's for people who, like us, are in search of the next food adventure. If you travel, you know. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Discover Puerto Rico.
We've talked in a bunch of different episodes about facets of Puerto Rican cuisine, like the dish mofongo, made of savory, deep-fried mashed plantains studded with some kind of tasty protein, and the creation of the cool, creamy piña colada. But there is so much more there. I've actually never been. You have a tiny bit of experience, don't you?
Yes. Unfortunately, it was a very tiny bit of experience. I was there for about a day. I'm kicking myself for that now. I remember having delicious rums, delicious drinks, but I want to go back because, yeah, so many episodes we do on here, when we're talking about food from Puerto Rico, I want that. Mm-hmm. And it sounds amazing. We're trying to get a savor team trip together.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're trying to get a trip to a lot of places, but this is really top of the list. Even putting together this ad read made me hungry. I was like, oh, I want to try those things. Yeah, as we've talked about before, there are influences there from African and Spanish and native Taino food ways. The culinary scene sounds amazing, and we want to go, and I'm hungry. No passport is required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. You can learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so the history of Jamaican jerk tells the story of Jamaica's past and especially the amalgamation of African and the Tainu influences and cultures coming together in Jamaica. So this, again, ostensibly a food show, there is a lot of amazing, often devastating, often inspiring history behind this one.
Oh, yeah.
But we're kind of focused in on what led to this dish. Cooking method, this dish becoming a thing. But just so you know, there's a lot out there to read about it.
Absolutely. And I was thinking the entire time, I was like, oh, man, like, should we have waited until we hypothetically get to go to Jamaica someday?
Right.
Talk to people about it. But then I was like, it's all right. If and when we do, we just have to do an update. And that's
great. Exactly. Agreed. Okay. So with that being said, the Tainu were an indigenous Arawak Caribbean people originally from South America who settled on the island over 2,500 years ago and gave the island its name, which is a name that means land of wood and water.
One of those woods was the allspice or pimento tree, which is a large shrub to medium tree native to Central America and the Caribbean. We'll have to do a whole episode on it. But yes, wanted to point out it's a critical flavor to jerk style foods. And it was there.
Yes, that is very important because pretty much everything we're talking about when it comes to jerk is native to Jamaica. And that is key.
Yeah.
Yes, including this tree. In 1494, Columbus arrived and oversaw the mass murder of the indigenous people there. Mm-hmm. It was more than a decade later before the Spanish set up a small colony there, which mostly existed as a trading post, and they also introduced enslaved labor. As part of the war between Spain and Britain, the British invaded Jamaica in the 17th century, causing the Spanish to leave the island for Cuba. The enslaved peoples escaped, and they became known as the Maroons. They encountered the indigenous Tainu, and at that time, the Tainu were 90% extinct. The British further colonized and expanded, bringing in more enslaved people to hold up the growing industry of sugarcane. And the Maroon population grew as more enslaved escaped and joined them. The Maroons and the indigenous population lived together in the mountains, and their cuisines and traditions fused in a lot of ways, including in jerk.
The term Maroons was applied to these peoples by colonial powers. It roots from French and or Spanish words for runaway with like negative connotations about blackness and or wildness. And it was not only applied in Jamaica. There are other African diaspora communities across the Americas that began with people who escaped slavery who have also been called Maroons. Speaking of terminology, these peoples in Jamaica would not necessarily have applied this term to themselves. But neither they nor the native populations in Jamaica were a monolith. There were different communities that developed their own different cultures and have their own linguistic preferences for what to call themselves. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And of note, other historians argue that Africans who were forcibly enslaved and taken to Jamaica may have already invented jerk and adapted it to what was available.
Sure. Mm-hmm. The word jerk itself seems to have come from the Americas, though, possibly derived from the Peruvian charqui, meaning like roasted or dried meat. And this is also where we get the word jerky from.
Yes. And so early iterations of jerk involved seasoning like salt, bird peppers, and pimento. Yes, we talked about that.
Allspice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wrapped in elder pepper leaves and then roasted in an underground smokeless pit for 6 to 9 hours. And this method was often used to make tough and lower quality meats, frequently hunted wild boar, tasty and tender. Mm-hmm. And it had to be cooked this way, underground and smokeless and scentless, so as to not give away their location. The spices used were good for preservation, too, meaning that it could both last and be transported. So the whole thing was really strategic. Renowned chef Gariel Ferguson described it as, quote, freedom manifested in food. After engaging in two long and exhausting wars for much of the 1700s, the British and the Maroons reached a deal, signing a peace treaty, and the Maroons remained free and self-governing, although the treaty did require that the Maroons refrain from helping any more runaway enslaved people or participating in uprisings. But this meant that they could start cooking above ground on a pimento wood fire, which was a much quicker method. Later, ingredients like scotch bonnets, scallions, garlic, thyme, cinnamon, and various other things that pop up in modern recipes of jerk were experimented with and added into the mix. The British government abolished slavery in 1834, and when their rule in Jamaica ended in 1926, the government of Jamaica was established.
Meanwhile, Grace Kennedy Limited, the parent of Grace Foods, was divested into its own company in Jamaica in 1922. Originally, it was a branch of an American trading company in Jamaica, but that was that company's loss because it has since then grown into one of the largest corporations in the Caribbean and is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year.
And in 2015, Jamaica filed for a geographical indication, or a GI, for Jamaican jerk, with the goal of establishing Jamaican jerk as the intellectual property of Jamaica.
That's under the purview of the World Intellectual Property Organization. Same humans who are like, oh, no, that's a Swiss watch. That's a specific thing.
Right, yeah. Right. So to do this, to establish Jamaican jerk as Jamaica's intellectual property, they pulled together an organization to research and formalize the process of making jerk. And out of this, they created Jamaica Jerk Producers Association and the Jamaica Pepper Farmers Association. They standardized the process of what could be called Jamaican jerk and threw a spotlight on Jamaican ingredients. Because again, pretty much everything used in Jamaica jerk is native to Jamaica. Yes. And infringing on this, using the label Jamaican jerk when you're not Jamaican jerk can result in a $1 million fine or 12 months of jail.
Who?
So pretty serious, yeah.
Yeah. I think that the only thing that off the top of my head I know about that's not native to Jamaica is bay laurel. But as we, which is originally from the Mediterranean, and as we talk about in our bay leaf episode, has just a real spotty history of when it got over to the Americas. So I was trying to look into it today and was like, oh, yeah, this was a very frustrating episode to do.
It was. It was indeed.
At any rate, that arrived here at some point. So, and in Jamaica as well. Yes.
Yes. I love it. Well, speaking of kind of not Jamaican jerk, various companies and celebrity chefs have offered less than ideal jerk items or recipes that have caused quite a stir in response, especially on the internet and even in TV interviews. In 2018, Chef Jamie Oliver's microwavable
like prepackaged dish of rice flavored with jalapenos, ginger, and garlic, for example. The internet was swift in the judgment on that one. for their 2020 festive menu, some McDonald's locations in the UK offered a jerk chicken sandwich. That didn't go over well either. Mm-hmm. Campbell's Jammin' Jerk Chicken with Rice and Bean Soup too, which just the name might give you.
Yeah. That's probably bad. yeah, and right, like the hubbub is generally about people who are not from the cultures that developed jerk using the term to market products that have very little to do with actual jerk. I guess if you really wanted to, you might be able to jerk rice. But that's not really what that is. Like, that's just, and it's certainly not just rice flavored with jalapenos and ginger and garlic.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not what it is.
And I would go so far as to say that no food that is cooked in a McDonald's has truly been jerked. I don't think that that's.
I think that's.
Again,
fair to say.
That's not what that is.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, to end on a happier note, just this year in 2022, this is like kind of an offshoot story, but I was so tickled by it. Okay. Jamaican jerk featured in a competition for NASA. Okay. So every school year, NASA's Hunch mission sponsors a culinary challenge for high school students. Teams work to create recipes that would meet astronauts' nutritional needs and that could be sent to the International Space Station. And so this year, one of the teams from Michigan that made it to the finals prepared a dish of Jamaican jerk pulled chicken in a tamale with a curry and pineapple salsa served with roasted vegetables. And also a dessert of sweet potato bread pudding with pecan and almond praline sauce. Both of which sound really good to me personally.
Yes. yes.
The competition was held in April of this year. They're not one of the teams that won, but even getting that far got each of those students some scholarship funding. So heck yeah for them.
Heck yeah. And I, again, Lauren, you always impress me with the space facts. Wow.
that's what you get when you stick the word science onto the end of your search terms.
Space stuff.
You go a few pages deep and it's like, you wanted to hear about NASA? And I'm like, yep, I did. That's accurate.
You knew? Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. I love it. I'm always pleased when a space fact pops up.
also, tamales are a great idea for space food, right? Because they're so like compact.
Yes. Transportable.
Yeah.
Dense with the nutrients. Oh
sure.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh no. Now I want tamales too. Okay. All right. We're fine.
Jamaican jerk and tamales. I love it. This is definitely one where I'm like, I'm planning. When do I need to order food next?
Yeah.
That's gonna be a Jamaican jerk day
for
me.
yep. And a lovely day it will be.
It will be fantastic. Very much looking forward to it. But I think that's what we have to say about Jamaican jerk for now.
It is. We do have some listener mail for you. But first, we've got one more quick break for a word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express Card. And we are what you might call food explorers. We are so lucky that a part of our job involves traveling and trying a lot of the food where we go to travel and then coming back here and telling all of you good listeners about it. And through that, we have discovered some amazing dishes.
Sure, yes. Like, I had never understood what poke really could be, and it is delightful.
It is stunningly good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which we had a lot of on our trip to Hawaii. Another thing from their passion fruit, I now look for in literally every menu that I read. I'm like, yep, that one has passion fruit. Going for it.
And then all of the moles, and especially the green mole that you heard us talk about recently that we had
from
Las Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah. Oh, or just steak basements.
Who doesn't love a steak basement?
Exactly.
Well, if you are like us and you're willing to travel to seek out new foods to try, you go with the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. It's for people who, like us, are in search of the next food adventure. If you travel, you know. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Discover Puerto Rico.
We've talked in a bunch of different episodes about facets of Puerto Rican cuisine, like the dish mofongo, made of savory, deep-fried mashed plantains studded with some kind of tasty protein, and the creation of the cool, creamy piña colada. But there is so much more there. I've actually never been. You have a tiny bit of experience, don't you?
Yes. Unfortunately, it was a very tiny bit of experience. I was there for about a day. I'm kicking myself for that now. I remember having delicious rums, delicious drinks, but I want to go back because, yeah, so many episodes we do on here, when we're talking about food from Puerto Rico, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds amazing. We're trying to get a savor team trip together.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're trying to get a trip to a lot of places, but this is really top of the list. Even putting together this ad read made me hungry. I was like, oh, I want to try those things. Yeah, as we've talked about before, there are influences there from African and Spanish and native Taino foodways. The culinary scene sounds amazing, and we want to go, and I'm hungry. No passport is required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. You can learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor.
Yes, thank you.
And we're back with
Listener Mail.
Your description really settled in my heart. Yeah, like a sun, like basking in the sun. Yep.
Ah. Settled in my stomach.
Yeah. The cravings are bad, everybody.
All right. Okay.
Tracy wrote, just listened to the sardine episode. This past November, my partner and I went to a restaurant called Porto in Chicago for my birthday. They recently won a Michelin star for their amazing seafood dishes inspired by Portugal. To expand on what you mentioned in the sardine episode, the waiter explained to us that canned fish, in particular sardines, are considered a delicacy and recommended a canned fish course. Ooh. It was so good. We even got a can to take home. I also was able to find some Spanish and Portuguese brands of canned sardines at Cost Plus World Market. Sardines are pretty inexpensive, even fancy ones, and it felt like a vacation in a can. I've included pictures of the sardine course and a jamon sundae for dessert. Weird but delicious. P.S. I believe in your Taylor Ham abilities. Y'all love definitive opinions and legal name drama, so it's perfect fit for Savor. It's true. It doesn't mean we're not intimidated.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But thank you.
Thank you. A, thank you. B, yes. Oh, that sounds so good.
That sounds so good to me. And the pictures looked amazing. I want that.
Yeah.
I think that would be lovely, honestly.
Yeah. There was a restaurant, or there currently is a restaurant that used to have this, like, specific canned program, ADARM here in Atlanta. It's been years since they've done the canned thing. But yeah, they had this whole like offshoot where they were just like, oh yeah, and then come over to the weird dark side of our restaurant where it's all canned food in like a multi-course meal.
Yeah.
And very fancy.
I went to that once and it was quite lovely.
Oh, yeah. I never went. Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, it was quite good. But I remember at the time, the person I was eating with was very suspicious of the whole thing. I think sure. he ended up liking it, but it was kind of a funny, like every time you try something, it's like, ooh, here we go. But it was great. It was great.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, goodness. Kelly wrote, thank you so much for relaying the reply from Ben at the end of the Sumac episode. That was delightful, and it brought a huge smile to my face. I'm so glad the info was helpful, and I'm absolutely going to have to try out his recipe for chocolate mousse. It sounds a mouth-wateringly delicious. I would also like to gently offer a tiny bit of help to Lauren about the pronunciation of mascarpone.
Yes. Yes. You're doing this live.
The first half of the word throws a lot of people, but it should rhyme with NASCAR. It's spelled like mascara, but something about it makes it very easy for our brains to scramble the phonemes in the middle. I did definitely, side note, previously say mascarpone instead of mascarpone.
There are some words you always pronounce with some hesitation, to be honest.
Kelly continues, the last part can be pronounced either as one syllable, pone, rhymes with phone, or as pone, if you want it to sound closer to how it's pronounced in Italian.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm still going to, like, we're going to have to, like, pin your email. And anytime we have to pronounce this, reference it again. Because that's, I'm not going to remember, like, maybe I'll remember NASCAR.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm going to remember that forever, but I think it's going to be a very long time before I'm able to incorporate it naturally because for some reason, my brain has always said mascarpone. So
yeah, me too.
Mascarpone.
It's always going to sound like not, there's going to be doubt infused, I think. Maybe we can do like a little workshop at practice, but.
Mascarpone. I can do this. We can, yeah, we.
I think you got it. That sounded pretty good.
I didn't sound actively terrified while I was saying it that time. Cool. Yeah. Cool.
Improvement. Lots of improvement in a very short span of time. So, like,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly, for the pronunciation notes. We always we appreciate them.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And also, yes, I do love so much, again, this listener mail interaction where you learn from each other and help each other and get recipes from each other. It's so great. Yeah.
So good.
Yes. So thanks to both of those listeners for writing. If you'd like to write to us, our email is hello@saverpod.com.
We're also on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @SaverPod, and we do hope to hear from you. Saver is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can visit the iHeartRadio podcast app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Thanks, as always, to our super producers, Dylan Fagan and Andrew Howard. Thanks to you for listening, and we hope that lots more good things are coming your way. This episode is brought to you by Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express Card. And we here on Saver are what you might call food explorers. It has been our actual job to go to cool places and eat like a lot of the food there.
And then talk about it.
And then talk about it into these microphones, which is a crazy dream job.
Yes.
Well, if you're like us and willing to travel to seek out new foods to try, you go with the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. It's for people like us who are in search of the next food adventure. If you travel, you know. This episode is brought to you by Pronamel.
Not all our favorite foods and drinks are BFFs with our teeth. Salad dressings, seltzers, and fruits can be enamel enemies. So if you eat or drink those things regularly, your enamel could be at risk. And once it's gone, it's gone.
Pronamel Intensive Enamel Repair penetrates deep into the enamel surface, locking in vital minerals to repair acid-weakened enamel. And with new Pronamel Repair mouthwash, you can enhance that repair beyond just brushing.
Pronamel is the number one dentist-recommended brand for acid erosion, so buy Pronamel Repair anywhere you buy toothpaste or mouthwash. Visit pronamel.com.
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.